Now, it's just coming up to 11:30 and I should be joined on the line by Miles of Miles and the Chain Gang. Are you there, Miles?
I'm here, Michelle. Hello, how are you?
Wow, you sound... Do you know what? These Zoom calls are so good. You sound like you're literally sat next to me.
Well, there you go. It's like I'm in the room.
Yes, it is. It is like you're in the room. Thanks for chatting to us today on Eat My Brunch. We've been playing out the track Charlie, which is excellent. How did Miles and the Chain Gang start?
I've been playing music and writing songs for a long time. I started when I was a teenager. I had my first band when I was a teenager and then was sort of making demos and stuff in the 90s. And then kind of other things kind of took over, like having a family and stuff like that. And then about 5 years ago, I thought, oh, I really want to go back to doing the music and putting out songs and stuff. And that's when Miles and the Chain Gang started. So that was probably like towards the end of 2018. And it was just a couple of local guys that I played with in York. And it's kind of rumbled on since then.
And as you were saying, you already kind of did this before when you were kind of a teenager. And the good thing about music now is you don't need a record label. Years ago, you'd wanted a record label or a record deal, and it's very difficult. But now people can just put out music, and there's an audience for all age groups and all music, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I've benefited from that kind of openness and the sort of democracy of how things are now. Like, you know, you can record stuff relatively easily and you can get it online pretty quickly. The downside is that everybody's doing it. So there's like I heard that apparently every day there are 40,000 new tracks on Spotify.
Yeah.
40,000 new songs on Spotify. So that's the downside is like there's just this tidal wave of stuff that comes out all the time. And that makes it hard to kind of cut through all the noise.
Mm. And people have to build their own fan bases, which, you know,
Yes, I have definitely benefited from being able that kind of DIY thing. Yeah, definitely.
So when you were growing up, who were the musicians that inspired you?
A lot of the people that I loved then, I still love now. I mean, I grew up listening to like 80s pop and 80s stadium rock. So, you know, things like U2 and Dire Straits and Bruce Springsteen. And they're still all acts that I still love to listen to now. I'm probably more like listening to like singer-songwriter stuff than I did when I was younger. So people like Randy Newman and Leonard Cohen, stuff like that, I suppose. But I still love the things that I was listening to back then.
How do you start the songwriting process? Do you get like lyrics come into your head, or do you get a melody, or do you start on the guitar, or is it different every time?
Usually I'll get like a little idea, like just maybe some words or a little phrase or something. And sometimes that comes with the music. So with the track Charlie, that came, I just had this little idea in my head, I was Charlie, da, da, and that was really all I had in the beginning. And then it was just a case of then sort of sitting down with the guitar, working out the words, working out the chords and stuff. And I tend to do quite a lot of revising. So I'll write like 6 or 7 versions before I get something that I think yeah, that works quite well.
And do you do all the production yourself as well?
No, I'm really bad at the time. So my thing is, my sort of strong point is the writing and the kind of the ideas, I suppose. But I have a brilliant producer, called a guy called Johnny Hooker, who runs a studio in New York called Young Thug Studio. And he's fantastic at all the tech, because I'm absolutely hopeless at all of that stuff. So I really need somebody like that who kind of can do all that side of it. And then sort of between us, hopefully we come up with something that works really well.
And it's good to be able to give it over to somebody else as well, because sometimes if you're the producer, you get to it, you just keep listening to it and changing it. Whereas producer will go, no, this is what we're going to do. This is going to be the final thing.
Well, Johnny gets frustrated with me because I just like change my mind and stuff. Oh, let's try this. Because the thing is, when you're creating something, you've just got like an infinite number of possibilities. Mm. So he's sometimes the one that says, right, come on, you need to stop now.
Yeah, you can't have any more studio time. You've been in here like 16
hours.
You can't
mess about anymore. We're all sick of it now.
No, you live in York, which is a beautiful place. People must always say that every time you say, oh, I'm in York.
Yeah, it's a lovely town. We rank very highly. When you get these lists of places in the country where people want to live, York ranks very highly, and it is a lovely place to live. I am very fortunate to live here. It's not perfect as a town. I think its greatest strong point is also one of its biggest weaknesses, which is it's a small place. Mm. So it does have a certain kind of provincial. There is a certain sort of provincial attitude, but no, it is a lovely place to live, and I love meeting people. When you go to town and you can meet people from all over the world, because people from all over the world come here to have a look around. And so I really like that. Sometimes you bump into someone, they could be from Germany or USA, or you just don't know where they're from. I think that's quite cool.
And do you gig around the are you doing sort of gigs around the area at the moment, or are you planning on doing an EP or album release and then doing gigs?
We've been working on an album for about 4 years, and it's nearly finished. It's not quite finished, but it's nearly finished. So hopefully that'll come out in the near future. But yeah, in terms of gigs, we play at the moment, we're playing mainly in the Yorkshire area. Hopefully in the future we'll get a bit out beyond Yorkshire.
Yeah, I speak to quite a few actually. Over the last couple of months, been speaking to a lot of musicians from sort of Sheffield way, and the music scene there is just massive. There seems to be a lot of live music going on.
There's a lot of good stuff in Yorkshire. Well, there's a lot of good stuff everywhere, but there's a lot of good stuff in Yorkshire. Mm. I mean, York's a great town for music. You it's like any kind of music you want, you can probably find it in York. And there's a really thriving live music scene. There's loads of open mics. There's loads of community choirs. It's a great city for music, York. Yeah, it's really good.
Now, I asked you before we came to air, because I always ask musicians this before we go live, because it can throw people. What's the best lyric you think you've ever written where you've gone, oh, wow, I've done that. That's amazing. That's an amazing lyric.
You don't want to get too big-headed, really. And I think there is a sort of you do get very sort of self-critical. But I have written a song called Georgia. It's another one word it's a girl's name in the title, a bit like Charlie.
Yep.
But I did write a song called Georgia, and it's kind of a song about you know, this thing now where like we're all sort of looking back to the 70s, 80s, 90s going, oh, how wasn't it great back then? It's sort of a song about that kind of thing, about nostalgia and looking back. And I'm really pleased with those words, because it tells a story, but you also get an insight into the person who's singing the song. You get kind of an insight into their life as well. That track isn't out yet, though, unfortunately.
Oh, and you're not going to give us a little hint of it? Because I'm a musician as well, so every time I ask an artist, I naturally sit here writing them down. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, I haven't got... do you know what I would do if I had my guitar here? But I haven't got my guitar here. So I better not do that. Yeah. But I can. When it comes out, I'll let you know, Michelle. How
yes.
about that?
Yeah, let me know and definitely send it in. Now, besides being a musician, I happen to have a little nosy round about you, Miles. You're a storyteller, a writer, and a podcaster as well. So very creative.
Yeah. So I sort of see what I do is I guess I kind of see myself as a communicator, really. Whether that's writing or music or storytelling. I was actually doing a storytelling gig last night in North Yorkshire. So I sort of feel happy when I'm communicating, whatever that might be, if it's writing or music or whatever. That's the place where I sort of feel happy. Probably a bit like yourself, because you're a songwriter and a broadcaster. So you and I are probably cut from the same cloth in that respect.
Yeah, except I can't play guitar very well. And if I did, I'd be booted off air. So what sort of things do you write, Miles? Are you writing sort of, are they short stories, or do you just write fiction, or do you just write
I have written fiction. The trouble with fiction is that it's like I've written some books, and it just takes so long to write like a novel or something. Mm. So I'm not writing loads at the moment. I've been writing a few poems and stuff, but I really need to be more disciplined and do it. But the thing that's kind of taken up my time in the last sort of 3 or 4 months is just the band and the music and promoting the new song and all that kind of stuff. It's just everything takes time, and yeah, everything seems to take a long time as well.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you know, people think about releasing music, and if you're out there and you're not a musician, you think, oh, somebody's released a song. But when you're independent, the work that has to go into that to get it to radio stations, or whether you want to get, you've got a, maybe you're paying a plugger to get to a radio station, you know, you've got your video, you've got to upload it. There's a lot of things. You can't just be a musician now. You've got all that work behind.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And so with Charlie, we started that. We recorded that in September, and it came out in April. So that process took, and then halfway through we did the video, and then the video has to be edited, and then you have to get all the, so you know, so that process took 8 months just to sort out that song. We could have done it quicker, but that's how long it took me. So everything does take a while. And I was, Noel Gallagher's been doing a lot of promo for his album. That process took about, I think that took about 3 years or something like that to do all of that.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of, especially when you're getting a release ready, you know, there's a lot of groundwork that goes into it now with everything on the internet. You've got to be very thorough about how you do it, I think.
Yeah, and also mostly musicians have to do it themselves, so you can't just be creative. You've got to have that other side of you, really, to push everything through, otherwise it doesn't get done.
Yeah. You've got to be quite disciplined about it. And sometimes you think, oh man, I just want it to go out there. So when it does finally go out, it's a really nice moment when something goes out there eventually.
You also do a podcast. Tell us a little bit about that, and you can tell us where to find it as well.
Well, I do. I mean, it's not something that happens all the time. It's kind of an intermittent thing. But a friend of mine called Graham Smith, he runs a website called York Calling, and York Calling is mainly about music. He does music reviews and gig reviews and stuff. So I write a bit for them, and then he does a podcast called the Going Underground Podcast. And I've teamed up with Graham to do a few interviews. So we've interviewed a few people, Leslie Ann Jones, who's written a lot about Freddie Mercury and Queen. We did one with her. We did one with a guy who wrote Bodies, Ian Winwood, who wrote a brilliant book about the dark side of the music business called Bodies. And a few others. We did one with Helen Mort, the poet. That was good. So, but it's not like something that's happening every couple of weeks. It's a bit more intermittent than that. But if people are interested, just look up York Calling podcast, and you'll find it.
Now, the song we're going to end with is the track that the latest one I've got. I know you've got a new track coming out, which I will have as soon as it comes out. Thank you very much, Miles. So the track I'm going to end on is called Charlie. Tell us about this track and how it came about.
This is our most recent song we've put out. But we've been quite slow. We've put out like 5 tracks in about 3 years, I think. So we've been quite slow, but I'm quite sort of perfectionist about stuff going out. So I only put out stuff that I think is really good. So this is the most recent one. It's sort of a boy meets girl thing, but if you listen to the last verse, it turns out that the person that is Charlie is a sort of a kind of a dream, fictionalized, idealized sort of person. So it's got a bit of a little twist at the end. I like it. It's punchy. It's got a bit of soul in there, and I'm really pleased with how it came out. I've got a really good, great sort of bunch of musicians playing, and Ava, who did the backing vocals, sounds great on it as well.
And if people want to find out more about you, Miles, where can they go for details on the band?
If they're interested in Miles and the Chain Gang, just look us up. You'll find us on, we've got all the tracks on Spotify, all the videos are on YouTube. We're on all the usual platforms. Instagram, I don't really understand. Oh, we're on Twitter and Facebook. Instagram, I don't really understand. It's like, I think you have to be 14 to understand Instagram, and I'm way too old for that. But we're on all the usual places, yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Miles. Do you want to introduce
Michelle,
your song?
It's been really nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
And I can't wait to get the next track, but you can introduce your song if you like, and I'm going to play
it. I promise you I'll let you know about the new song, but it could be a little while because, as I said, these things do take a while. Anyway, you're listening to Michelle Ward, and this next track is by Miles and the Chain Gang, and this is their new track, and it's called Charlie.
Thanks very much, Miles. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Michelle. That was brilliant.
Cheers. Bye.
Take care. Bye.